Unit 12, Test 1.
Section 1.
Number 1. Everything is delicious. Bring me the bill, please.
Number 2. I like neither milk nor cheese.
Number 3. Peter left half an hour before I did. Mary left half an hour after I did.
Number 4. In spite of the few problems, the spaceship landed safely.
Number 5. What's the weight of your luggage?
Number 6. I have been working here for the past 2 years.
Number 7. I ran into my friend in a department store.
Number 8. I can't imagine why she went.
Number 9. 1/3 of the world is very rich, and 2/3 are very poor.
Number 10. Our university is located in the southern part of the city. Section 2. Number 11. How often do you go to the cinema?
Number 12. We have no apples left.
Number 13. Does this bus stop at the hospital?
Number 14. Please take the papers to Mr. Brown's office.
Number 15. I must finish writing this letter.
Number 16. Oh dear, I can't find my key. How shall we get in?
Number 17. Do you like traveling by train?
Number 18. Have you got time to finish making that dress today?
Number 19. What a noise. Please turn that music off at once.
Number 20. What's wrong with your car?
Test 2. The walk to the hills the next morning was only 3/4 of a kilometer, but the ground was rough and the journey seemed endless. When they reached the foot of the first hill, Jack and Sue were tired out. They lay there, perhaps for 10 minutes, perhaps for 10 hours. At last, Jack sat up and looked at the hills. They were rocky, with only a few small trees, but about halfway up the nearest hill, he could see some taller trees growing closer together. If there is water, it must be up there, Jack thought. He turned to Sue. Sue looked at him, but she didn't seem to hear his words. Jack was worried. He hated to leave her, but he couldn't do anything if he stayed. Only water, rest, and food would help now. He turned away and started on the climb. Behind him, the empty water bag lay forgotten on the ground. The walk to the hills the next morning was only 3/4 of a kilometer. But the ground was rough and the journey seemed endless. When they reached the foot of the first hill, Jack and Sue were tired out. They lay there, perhaps for 10 minutes, perhaps for 10 hours. At last, Jack sat up and looked at the hills. They were rocky, with only a few small trees. But about halfway up the nearest hill, he could see some taller trees growing closer together. If there is water, it must be up there, Jack thought. He turned to Sue. Sue looked at him, but she didn't seem to hear his words. Jack was worried. He hated to leave her, but he couldn't do anything if he stayed. Only water, rest, and food would help now. He turned away and started on the climb. Behind him, the empty water bag lay forgotten on the ground.